Now it's Just Plane Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer.
Take me to the pilot, I'm not a stranger. Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to, Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith. We are your crew for Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. All right, so guys, I got a special, gift, a surprise for you today. Are you ready?
I'm always ready for gifts.
What about you, Keith?
But Greg's giving us gifts? What's wrong with that?
Well, kind of. Vicariously.
Okay.
And I'll explain in a second. Are you ready for your gift, Keith?
So somebody else is giving us a gift.
Well, okay. Exactly.
I understand that. So, okay, I'm ready now.
All right, well, but, you know, it's a thought that counts. And I did think of you guys when I was traveling just for, you know, I don't know, just for a small amount of time when I was cruising through the Caribbean with Captain Clay there a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And in Saratoga. You know, one of the things you got to travel with is a dude, and you can relate to this, I believe, right, Ed?
Yeah,
because he is a dude, despite what you may think. You need a wallet,
ouch,
right? We don't have purses. We have these wallets, and a couple of years ago, I got one of these things called an Aulet wallet that was made out of like a nylon sailcloth, and this is like the world's thinnest wallet, Ed. So you put this in your pocket and all your credit cards and everything, it folds up kind of cool, and it's very lightweight, very streamlined, so you don't have like any kind of wallet butt, and that's extremely uncomfortable in your plane. You hear what I'm saying, Keith? You have this problem, don't you?
No, because I don't carry a wallet.
What? Are you kidding me? You don't have a wallet?
No,
that's right. He carries a purse. I understand. And to help us explain maybe other uses
I carry a man bag.
Yeah. Well, okay.
You can picture that, right?
Yeah, I can, unfortunately.
Well, it matches his boots.
That's an image that is going to be burned into a lot of people's minds right now that's quite disturbing. Bridget is on Just Plane Radio with us right now from Aulet Wallets. Bridget, welcome. And maybe I should just say I apologize in advance.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
I'm good. So these Aulet wallets, like I said, I found these things a couple years ago. One was given to me as a gift because we do this boating radio show as well called World of Boating. And someone said, hey, there's this company making wallets out of like sailcloth.
Yeah.
Nylon sailcloth. They're really light. And at the time, you guys were pushing this kind of angle like, hey, get over your wallet butt. And I'm like, what? Wallet butt? And then, you know, you just explained, like, most wallets are, like, you know, 2-3 inches thick if you have enough.
They call them Costanza wallets.
Exactly.
From the show Seinfeld.
Right. And so,
yes,
you guys.
Costanza wallet. You got to avoid the Costanza wallet.
Exactly. That's more.
And Keith, you could even put one of our wallets, one of our nylon wallets, in your man bag.
There you go, Keith. See, you have some use for it.
Well,
put it in your fanny pack.
Right.
You're good to go. Yeah, but these things are really practical. I mean, I was kind of impressed. Not only were they light, but they really do stack up really light. How did they come to be exactly, Bridget? I mean, was that kind of the goal? Like you saw you saw Seinfeld. And you guys like, hey, we got to solve this problem.
No, actually, a man by the name of Ken designed it, and my brother and I bought the company from him. And he had wallet butt, and he ended up having to get it. It actually is a pretty big issue, and it can cause all sorts of health issues like sciatic nerve damage and hip dysplasia.
That's right.
And just a
bad
lot of
posture,
back pain and leg pain. So
chicks don't dig it.
The guy that designed
the
original wallet, which is our thinnest and most best-selling wallet, is he had a surgery to fix his sciatic nerve after sitting on a bulky wallet for so long, and his doctor told him, you got to get a thinner wallet. So he searched and scoured every store and every space he could find for a thin wallet that he could put all the stuff in, and he came up empty-handed. So he designed this one, and it'll hold 30 cards and stays about
Well, yeah.
Now look at the difference.
I just did that. I just filled all of it with all my stuff, mm-hmm. and it's
way thinner.
Way thinner. In fact, you know, you're talking about how it hurts your back. I had that same problem because I had the fat Costanza wallet, and I stopped doing that because it was hurting my back. I just got something I put in my front pocket now.
Well, exactly.
And as a result, my back problems did go away.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is a problem that private pilots really have because, you're sitting in the pilot or co-pilot chair extended distances on your, on your flights. And that becomes a little bit of a pain in your butt. You literally.
Definitely. Well, and it's the type of thing where you've got something else on your mind. So taking your wallet out and putting it in your center console, if you will, mm-hmm. is not always that convenient when you're in a plane. So
true.
So, yeah, I mean, our wallets are extremely thin. They're all made in San Diego, California, too, so they're U.S. made, which is a fantastic purchase. So,
right.
Yeah.
Little added bonus for sure, buy American. Now, the other element that you guys just came out with, because what happened, you know, I had one a couple years ago given to me, and I've used this thing for, since. But when I was on that trip down through the Caribbean, I realized it was time to get a new one. I was starting to wear it out finally,
mm-hmm.
and so I called up the guys at All That Wallets, and I said, "What do you guys have now?" And it ends up they had upgraded. You got leather ones now, but you got this new technology, and that's what I kind of wanted to get into because not only can you get rid of the wallet, but you have this new thing that guards against scanning of your credit cards. What is this exactly?
So a lot of times I say, have you heard of RFID, our RFID wallets? And
yeah, I have.
People
yeah.
are like, no, I don't know what you mean. And then I start explaining it, and the light goes on. So, I mean, essentially people, they're now putting chips inside of our credit cards and passports.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is they're scannable, they're readable chips. So it's supposed to make the process of, customs and purchasing things a faster process, but it opens us up to to be stolen from. So what these thieves can do is they essentially scan your wallet from a distance. Your wallet can be closed in your pocket,
mm-hmm.
and they can heist your credit card information over radio waves.
Oof, that's not good. I thought it was someone
and
just.
I've heard tons of stories of people that are traveling somewhere, and what ends up happening is someone heists their information and then takes it and puts it on a fake credit card. And they're using a different credit card with your same credit card number in a different location.
Mm. See,
somebody could be running up charges in Rio de Janeiro when you're in Wisconsin.
Right. You don't want that to happen for sure.
No.
You know,
somebody
and the
can't
thing
go to
is,
Brazil on your card.
I always thought all these years, that people are coming up and just rubbing up against me because they thought they liked my backside. They were trying
that
to.
That was happening.
Well, okay, maybe I was.
I don't think that was reality.
All right, well, no such luck. But at least now, I've actually upgraded to one of the, once again, it's RFID? Which stands for what? Or does
radio it? Frequency identification. And so it is we actually use a military-grade RFID blocking material, and it's made with copper and nickel. And this combination of metals is put in the wallet as a liner, so it's still an extremely thin wallet,
mm-hmm.
and every credit card pocket is lined with it in the interior of the wallet as well as the exterior. So you're protected if your wallet's open or closed, and the security strength blocks up to 3,000 megahertz, which is now I'm speaking radio waves, but.
Yeah. God forbid you speak radio on a radio show.
Yeah, yeah.
We have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
But yeah, so I mean, the security, the strength of the security is very high. A typical credit card transaction with RFID happens at like 13.5 megahertz. So we block up to 3,000 just to give you that little extra push. And they're anti-corrosive and wear-resistant. So 20 years from now, it'll be the same protection that you've got today. And the wear resistance is amazing. You know, lasts forever. And then it also blocks in close range. So when somebody rubs up against you, Greg, they won't get any information out of your pocket.
They'll get they rub some up information.
Against, yeah.
Hello. No, that's just
too
not
much
appropriate.
Information.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, the thing is, it's just one of those kind of products that popped up on my radar once again, and I was thinking of you guys, and I was thinking of all our pilot listening friends.
Oh yeah,
thinking that this is something as loosely connected to flying as it is. Everyone needs one, at least the guys.
Yep.
And obviously, I mean, the women could. Yeah, I mean, they could use a wallet like this too, I guess. You know,
yeah,
RFID.
Definitely.
Sure.
You know, I haven't carried a wallet for years and years.
But now you may.
You would probably carry our sport wallet.
Money clip.
That is the wallet for the guy that doesn't carry a wallet.
Which sounds like Captain Keith. Allet.com is where you can go and get more information on these wallets. World's thinnest wallet, no wallet, but wallet, whatever. It's pretty cool. I like it. Bridget, thank you so much. Appreciate you being on Just Plain Radio.
Definitely. Thanks for chatting about us, Greg. We appreciate it.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Deepwater Cay in the Bahamas has been a hotspot for world-class anglers and Hollywood stars for over 50 years. They fly into Freeport or take advantage of the 4,000-foot private runway. So in as little as 20 minutes from Florida, you too could be experiencing world-class fishing, diving, paddleboarding, whatever your adventurous heart desires, Deepwater Cay delivers. So treat yourself like the star that you are at Deepwater Cay's private island resort in the Bahamas. Go to deepwatercay.com. That's deepwatercay.com.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Everybody on every plane should just constantly be going, oh my God! Wow! Yes! You're sitting in a chair in the sky.
Yes.
Come on and fly. Mix everything alright. Way up in the sky. Yeah, yeah. Got to feel alive.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith from Flight Training Professionals, FTPros.com, the website to go to and learn how to fly with them. All right, so I've given you guys something through Bridget and the folks at All That Wallets, and you are welcome.
Thank you, Greg.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bridget.
Okay. Well, Keith,
and thanks, Bridget.
Yeah, Keith didn't get anything because he's in St. Louis.
Yeah.
So he won't get squat. But it's a thought that counts, and just remember that, Keith, especially as we get closer to the holidays. Who's your buddy? Who's your pal?
Well, I'll tell you what, Greg, just think about that next time you ask for my credit card, and I tell you, well, hey, you can have it, but it's a thought that counts.
It's like, hey, I'm not even wearing it. You're going to have to find the credit card. Look, it's not sticking out of my butt.
Well, see, maybe I'll just have to start using one of Bridget's wallets, and that way I know for sure you can't get my credit card number anymore.
Yeah, well, that's true. It would have the RFID on it for sure. All right, anyway, moving on into more things that, you know, potentially affect me, because really that's what the show is all about, as Ed and Keith will attest to.
Yeah.
Ed emailed me this little blurb. I don't know. Did you get this from AOPA's email?
Yeah, I got it off of AOPA.
All right, so it's an aviation debrief. They send these out fairly often, and this one, the headline reads, "Pilot Wanted to Star in Reality TV Show."
So I immediately thought of you, Greg.
Why? Why did you think of me?
Because you're a reality show junkie.
Well, this is true. I watch a lot of reality TV.
Yes.
Yeah. Not. I mean, but
and you know
quality
none of
reality.
It, you know, none of it's real.
No, all of it's real. It exists, Ed.
Yeah, but it's not how it really happens.
Well, it depends
it's
on
all staged.
Depends on the show. Now, if you're talking about Honey Boo Boo, hey, that's all real. That's all real, and that's pretty much a sign of the end of the world. But if you're talking about other shows like Airplane Repo and things like that,
finally admitting that that's not real?
Well, no. You're the one who says that's not a real show.
It's not what they...
It's all staged.
All staged.
And none of it... And you know, when I watch it, some of the stuff is definitely looks like there's no way that could happen in real time. They redid it. They dramatized some of the story. They made it up along the line, you know, along the way to make it look a little bit more interesting. I'm sure that is the case, as they do with some of that stuff. But this is a different thing. Okay. This could be real. I don't know. But it's called Airfare America, a new travel show that's going to visit small airports across the U.S., and they're seeking an experienced pilot to star in the reality series. Now, the key word
here...
Well,
that kicks Greg out.
Exactly. because
that was a follow-up email.
Well, there's two words, actually, experienced and pilot, that kind of disqualified me. But that didn't disqualify you. What about you, Ed? What about you, Keith? You guys could do this. It's going to air on cable TV, and they're looking for a chef and a picker of aviation junk to round out the cast. So it's going to be a pilot, a chef, and a picker of junk. A junk picker. Is that a title?
That could be the other Greg.
The other Greg? What do you mean, the other Greg?
There's yes, it could.
Mechanic friend
Bizarro
of ours.
Greg? What is
no,
there?
A yes. Mechanic friend of ours.
Oh, okay.
He
okay.
would be perfect for that job. He could actually fill both the pilot and the picker.
Well, they want three. You know, yeah. They want like a Larry Moe and Curly kind of thing going on, I guess, for the show to make it, you know, more watchable.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the idea sounds interesting. So I guess, you know, the pilot and the chef and the picker are going to fly around these airports and look for junk.
Mm-hmm.
And but I don't get the chef part
of it.
Yeah,
I was going to say, I don't get the chef part of it.
Are they going to look for stuff in the garbage and he's going to, like, fix it into a dinner, maybe?
I don't know.
Is it a picker of aviation junk? So I'm guessing that's mechanical stuff. And it's
memorabilia.
Food. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the chef thing, I don't really... I mean, I get the $100 hamburger, maybe... But again, I don't know. They're just trying to mix it up. It's a travel show, Airfare America. And they're looking for this... you know, well, they put the word out. They want an experienced pilot.
Hmm.
And so when's the deadline on this?
Well, it doesn't have one here. So I'm sure it's sooner as opposed to later.
Yeah.
They just put it out last week. So they're looking for someone fairly quick on this stuff. They've probably got an open casting call and they're saying, hey, do you know somebody? You know somebody? That's kind of how this stuff works. Hmm. It's come across my desk before. Where they were looking like, you know, the folks from The Bachelor were looking for a certified scuba diver.
Yeah.
And we promoted that on our scuba radio show.
Oh.
They were looking for a bachelorette that actually had scuba skills.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So, I get this kind of stuff. But no, you know, even if I was an experienced pilot, I prefer watching reality TV as opposed to participating in it, Ed.
Well, you know, it's all about you, so I figured that would just feed your ego.
I already got a reality show. What do you think Just Plain Radio is? Come on. Right, Keith? Back me up here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What else do we need? And, you know, we don't have to worry about things like makeup and, you know, having a face for a radio or anything like that, you know?
Well, you do have that.
Well, true. So why, you know, why buck the system? Why,
okay.
Know? Well, you know, Ed and I are both experienced, but, you know, they wouldn't want our faces on this show.
No.
You never know. I mean, you could pull it off. A little bit of makeup. Yeah. Brown paper bag. You're good to go. Yay. See, we kid because we love each other. We're one big happy family, aren't we?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Ned's like, okay, whatever, Greg. All right. Well, that's something. If you know one of those experienced pilots, you want to be on a reality TV show, I guess where you would go for this is, well, it doesn't really say, but I'm sure if you contacted the AOPA and told them
you were... I thought there was a link on there.
Well, I don't know. I don't see it on this particular one that I printed out. So, but it came out through the Aviation eBrief through AOPA. So I know if you called them up, they would be able to put you in touch with the proper folks that are looking for this show. And you know, it's for the Travel Channel, I guess. Well, it's a travel show, so I'm guessing it might be something they're trying to work for the travel show. Or Travel Channel. The other thing I saw this week is the Weather Channel has put out a commercial to promote the Weather Channel, you know, like a promo, but it's all about flying. It was like a 2-minute presentation about flying classic planes at AirVenture.
Oh, cool.
And talking about the importance of knowing what the weather is, aka your source of weather being the Weather Channel. And I was like, look, if more, you know, more companies, more TV channels put out promos about aviation, I might actually watch their commercials. You hear what I'm saying? Because typically I would just fast forward the DVR as quick as I possibly could. And here you go. This one is so cool. I've actually posted their commercial for the Weather Channel on the Just Plain Radio Facebook page.
Cool.
That's good marketing, my friends. Learn from the Weather Channel, and you might get some free plugs as well. All right, more coming up on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere. And you gotta learn to use those wings.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith from Flight Training Professionals. FTPros.com, the website to go to and learn how to fly with them. All right, so Sun and Fun is going to be happening again next year. And, you know, their organization's doing stuff throughout the year. And they're based right there in Lakeland, Florida. And they have this aerospace discovery at the Florida Air Museum. Have you been there?
The Florida Air Museum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Keith?
I have not.
Well, we have to go. They have some... what?
You both have been there.
Well, we walked through there briefly at Sun and Fun.
There. That's where the Florida Aviation Network was doing their videos.
Right, but they
have... Yeah, but we didn't actually stay inside and actually go through it. That's what I'm...
Yeah.
Talking about.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Okay. We didn't experience the full thing.
I was just trying to be accurate that you have been there.
Yeah. Well, this is true. I knew we had been by it, but I didn't feel like we really had benefited from going to the museum just for the museum.
Yeah.
I mean, it's tied into Sun and Fun. It's a nice little, you know, walk through.
Yeah.
But going over there, you could spend several hours there really digging into all the exhibits.
Oh yeah.
And they, you know, they have daily operating hours from 10 to 4 and Sunday 12 to 4, you know, closed typical holidays, that kind of thing. But it's only like $12. Mm-hmm. So if you've ever been wanting to thinking of a neat way to spend a Saturday as opposed to, doing your $100 hamburger fly-in thing, fly over there. Maybe you do a little.
You can do both.
Well, you could.
Because there's a great restaurant on the other side of the airport called Earhart's.
Oh, well, there you go.
So you go Earhart's, grab breakfast, taxi across the ramp, and be at the museum.
Well, or you could use it as a little precursor to flying in for Sun and Fun. That's where I was going with it and thinking like, hey, go out there, go spend a couple hours at the museum, grab a burger, and kind of, get familiar with the layout of the airport, even though it'll be totally changed for sun in front.
A little.
Because they'll make sidewalks and things like that into runways to accommodate all the planes. But you'll still get a good idea of what's going on there. Just go to suninfun.org. That's sun-n-fun.org for more info.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can never be with someone who likes Joni Mitchell.
It's Cloud's Illusions, I recall. I really don't know Clouds at all. What does that mean? Is she a pilot? Is she taking flying lessons? It must be a metaphor for something, but I don't know what it is.
I just want to fly. I come hurting on the sky up so high. Put your arms around me, baby. Put your arms around me, baby.
Just Plane Radio, Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith of Flight Training Professionals. All right, so Facebook wants to get into flying. Did you guys hear about this, Ed?
Facebook wants to get into flying.
Facebook further reveals plans for internet-connected drones. Now, okay, so the article reads something like this. One of the engineering directors for Facebook, for the Facebook Connectivity Lab, said he doesn't like to use the word drones when it comes to beaming internet to the developing world. He prefers planes. So evidently they want to develop some kind of super plane that beams internet access to people all over the world, in like third world countries, so they have access to the web like we have here in the States and more rural type places. So they want to fly these planes at like 60 to 90,000 feet.
Okay, yeah, I've heard a little bit about this.
You have?
Yeah.
So, you know, Zuckerberg and the gang from Facebook evidently want to get into aviation. But I don't know if they've thought this through. I mean, do you see some a downside to this whole idea or what, Ed? What do you think?
Well, yeah, I do.
Exactly. Hello.
Well, 60 to 80,000 feet, they're talking about SR-71 and U-2 altitudes. So, you know, the design parameters for an airplane at that altitude, and, you know, I can understand why, to get the signal out further off of one airplane, but I really kind of question what kind of technology they're going to use to propel it up to that altitude and to sustain that altitude.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're thinking maybe solar power. These things would run, you know, weeks at a time. And their timetable, they're hoping to have a testing plane up over the U.S. In sometime 2015.
Oh, cool.
Which seems insane. But, I mean, this is Facebook, okay, so anything's
now,
possible.
The one thing you need to realize, Greg.
What?
The 172 can't make it to 60,000, so it won't be one that we'll have to worry about running into.
Well, this is true, but it goes into the whole drone thing. Well, you know, they don't want to call them drones. They want to call them planes. But these would be unmanned aerial flying machines, or planes, as they would like to call them, evidently. But I don't know. I see some problems here.
Mm-hmm.
Keith, what do you think? Could that create a problem for commercial air traffic, even though it's going to be high? It has to get up there in the first place.
Yeah, it's got to get up there, but, you know, I really don't see a problem with commercial because, you know, commercial airplanes aren't going near that high. So
it would create a problem for, like, Richard Branson and his, orbital-type stuff that he's flying out there in space, because that's going to be in that same ballpark, right?
Right.
Or higher.
Yeah, higher. A little bit higher, but not a whole lot higher.
Not
probably 130,000
yeah.
Or
so. All right. So, I mean, you didn't like there's going to be a ton of air traffic up there, but I don't know. It just seems kind of insane. To do it, I guess, technology-wise, it would only filter down to other things, and maybe they could figure out a way to manage these drones better so it wouldn't create problems for us private pilots.
I see is that they're up that high. Who's monitoring them, and what are they really looking at?
Well, Facebook is going to be monitoring them, so there'll be some kind of messenger app.
What's going to happen is that you're going to say, I want to take a selfie, and it'll come down, and you just look up in the sky, and boom, there's your selfie.
Well, true. Yeah, they're going to eliminate the need for cell phones. And exactly. Selfie, you just yell it out, and the drone will zoom in on you.
Big brother's watching.
Yeah, exactly.
And it will be very popular with 15-year-old girls.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, who couldn't use a selfie? It'd be kind of cool to say that, actually. I would do that. Wouldn't you? Come on, don't lie.
No.
What?
No.
Ah, you would do it. No. He's a liar, Keith. Come on. Isn't he?
I would not do it either.
See, you guys just wouldn't admit it. That's a thing. You just, I don't know.
I'll admit to an awful lot of things, but selfies, no.
No? Hmm. Well, I just don't believe either one of you. Not that I would do that. That doesn't sound like my style either.
Well, that kind of explains why you haven't got your certificate yet.
What do you mean? Would have been too busy? If I would get... Look, I'll tell you what. If I had my certificate, there would be a selfie of me holding my certificate on my Facebook page right now. But I don't have one. I mean, I don't have a Facebook certificate.
No, that would be you.
Yeah, because you don't believe anything that Ed and I tell you.
What do you mean I don't believe? No, I do. You took the plane out that I was learning from out of commission, so I can't really fly right now.
No, we took it out of commission because you weren't flying. It's like, you know, what's the point of having this airplane? Greg's not flying it anyway.
Well, this is true. But what is the deal with Charlie Mike?
That happened long, long, long after you stopped flying.
That doesn't sound right. The timeline you're describing sounds a little off to me. At least that's the story I'm going to go with right now. But Charlie Mike is going to come back online. Is that what the deal is? Or you guys, it is off?
No, it's offline.
All right, so we got to let her go. So we got to find a new plane for me to fly in. Either I got to buy one, like Clay was talking about last week, or you guys are going to, say, okay, we don't really need this one. Let's let him fly that.
Yeah, the problem is I need them all right now. I don't have a spare.
Okay, so it's going to be a while is what we're...
I think you just need to buy one, Greg.
You just need to buy
one. That's going to be the best incentive for you to learn how to fly, is to actually buy your airplane, and now you really have to in order to use it.
Well,
to explain it to your wife somehow or another.
Well, you know, that we started off the show talking about getting you a new wallet.
Yep.
And I think it's only fair if I got you a wallet from the folks at Allette that you would let me borrow your credit card for a down payment on one of these new planes.
Yeah, see, the whole thing about that wallet is you can't get at my credit card anymore.
I can't scan it with that
RFID. You cannot scan it with the RFID protection on there.
Well, you just give it to me out of the kindness of your heart. You know, just like it was a gift to you to give you one of these wallets in the first place. You know, that's how it works. You know, you scratch my butt, I scratch your... Wait, no, wallet butt. No, I mean back. I don't know. One of those.
Yeah, let's
move on. Let's change the subject.
All right. Well, we will. We will talk about other stuff. Okay, Ram Mount has a new... they got a new style mount. Have you seen this?
No, I haven't.
They got a thing called the Tough Claw. And,
I see.
Yeah. I mean, it I believe that's just an upgrade to what they had before, isn't it? Or is that totally a total new design for them?
That's a pretty new, a very new design.
Yeah. So mounting your iPad and all this kind of stuff, but it's basically a different type of connector. It used to be just a typical screw-in, pretty basic kind of thing.
This has thumb tightening and...
Yeah, but this is a little bit more universal that you can almost clamp it onto any kind of yoke.
Yeah, yeah.
Diameter, that kind of thing. So it's a little bit more flexible,
yeah,
I guess.
It's not as cumbersome either. You know, this would work good on your motorcycle, Keith. That's actually one of the examples I have it on.
Oh, good. Then maybe I need to get one of those.
What, put your iPad on your motorcycle? That I don't think that would be a wise.
Well, no, for your phone though. That you get
put my phone in there.
Yeah, okay. He's already got. You see that picture right there? He's already got the X mount, and for his phone. That it's just a different way to connect it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Actually, a little bit better.
Yeah. Well, okay. I guess you can put your phone on your motorcycle. I guess that's okay. Is that what they're doing these days? You're not trying to text while you're motorcycling around those little Shriners in the parades, are you, Keith?
No.
That's what Keith does on it and on his in his spare time, in between just playing radio and flying. You're cruising on these motorcycles because that wouldn't be safe. That wouldn't be a good thing. You just want that for the tunes, so you're having your wireless headset go on so you can listen to Born to Be Wild, that kind of thing, when you're cruising around those Shriners and the parades?
You can have music on, but you could also use it as a GPS if you need it, and it has weather.
Mm-hmm.
You got weather radar on there, so
that's helpful.
Like, that's very helpful.
Okay.
Especially when you do the kind of long-distance riding that I do.
Mm-hmm.
He knows when to stop and put the rain gear on.
Fair enough. And that's getting to those various parades. But, you know, those motorcycle acrobatic guys, that's Keith. He cruises around the Shriners and the little hats, but he's on the motorcycle, and he's, like, using them as, like, a slalom course. It's one of the coolest things ever. And now you knew something about Keith that he probably preferred you didn't. But sometimes things come out on this show that just we have to share, and we apologize for. You'll live. More coming up.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
When it comes to product development, Lightspeed Aviation operates with a simple strategy. Know your customer well and remain committed to the relentless product evolution that expands performance to the edge of technological possibilities. This approach has made Lightspeed the innovation leader and, along with their reputation for remarkable customer support, earned them tremendous respect and brand loyalty. See what's possible when a legacy of innovation and commitment to supporting a pilot's passion meet at lightspeedaviation.com.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Watch the sky.
I like the spike with pain, and music is my aeroplane. It's my aeroplane. Let's spike with pain.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith from Flight Training Professionals. All right, so aviation on TV. You know, Ed's not a big fan of Airplane Repo, even though I watch it. It's like junk food for the brain. But, you know, I don't know. I find some of it interesting because they do, you know, they tell you a little bit about the planes they're trying to go steal.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of the flying things, you know, are kind of familiar to pilots and that kind of stuff, whether it's fake or not. I don't know. I still,
well,
I find it somewhat.
Mike Kennedy always has an emergency of some sort. He barely makes it in to wherever he's going.
Right.
He's about to crash.
Yeah.
Well, that could just be because of the airplanes that he's flying.
Well, no, actually, by the sounds of it, it usually ends up being it's poor planning on his part, or that you know, he didn't think the whole thing through, and
or somebody's coming after
actually,
him with a gun.
There are great, case studies in hazardous attitudes associated with aeronautical decision making.
Okay. All right. And we're gonna get we're gonna have to Google that, but we'll get
that
to
was
it.
Zoom, that was it going over Greg's head.
Yeah, just slightly. But I don't know. You know, teach
that,
his own.
That just gave me some ideas, though.
What do you mean? Why?
Why?
Yeah.
To use that in the pilot training that we do.
Oh yeah.
To teach them decision making.
Oh, there you go. Well, you know, go back to my seminar a couple weeks ago. I used some of the AOPA trigger tapes that were made in the early 90s, and it was very comical seeing the size of the cell phones, the size of the laptop computers that were being used. And one of the comments that Maggie made was, you know, they really need to make some new ones of those because it's too distracting looking at the bad hairdos. So... there you go. I'll just use clips from Airplane Repo in my next seminar.
Well, there you go. And actually, some of the people on that show do wear mullets. So, I don't know. They're kind of in a time warp or something, yeah. But whatever. Whatever, to each his own.
Yep.
All right. So, you know, you don't like that show, but there's some other TV stuff that features aviation that
Years, there have been. I mean, the earliest one was Sky King. It was based on a rancher who had a twin Cessna 310, and that there was a lot of aviation in that. And the one I grew up with in the late 70s was Black Sheep Squadron. And in fact, I just recently found out about a week or two ago that it's now being rebroadcast on MeTV Sunday nights, and so I've been TiVoing it. And watching it again.
All right. Well, I'll have to look that one up too. I mean, yeah. I like Flying Alaska, but that's off. That's out of off of Discovery now. So we got to find something new. But we do have some huge news, and at least for you, I can't believe you didn't know this. But last week they announced that Top Gun 2 is going into production with Tom Cruise, and Jerry Bruckheimer is behind this one.
Okay,
the guy who did all the Transformer movies,
yeah,
God knows what else. So, and I know you're a huge Top Gun fan, right?
Oh, yeah.
You went to the, 20-year anniversary edition.
No, I didn't.
I thought you went in the theaters last year.
No, I didn't get to go.
You wanted to go.
I wanted to go.
I see. Well, now you can wait for Top Gun 2.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know. Are you a big Top Gun fan yourself there, Keith, or no?
I am.
Are you going to be a fan after I tell you what the supposed plot is?
Probably not.
Top Gun 2. Will pit Tom Cruise against drones.
Oh, man.
What'd I tell you? See?
Done. Not going.
What? No. I see, that just goes to show you how much I am plugged into popular culture. You know, when I bring up all these drones things.
Green Lantern already did that.
What? Who did what?
The Green Lantern movie.
The Green Lantern movie?
Yeah.
That featured drones? I don't even remember that movie.
Yeah, well, it was pretty bad.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah. No.
Seth Rogen, that one?
Who's the guy?
Yeah, the guy who's looks like a bear?
No.
Well, okay, which Green Hornet movie?
Green Lantern.
Oh, Green Lantern. Oh, that one.
Green Lantern. He's got a ring. He flies.
Oh, that one. Yeah,
he's
yeah.
He's a test, I'm of the a Green military Hornet. Test pilot, and he basically was competing against drones and shot the drones down, and then, you know, turns into the Green Lantern and all that. So, like I say, they've already done that, and it didn't work too well, but that was...
Yeah, but this is Tom Cruise,
okay.
And he's going to be in, you know, a fighter pilot or something.
Mm-hmm.
Flying against drones now. So it'll be, you know, not him against the Russians or whatever it was in Top Gun.
Yeah.
It'll be him against the machines.
Maybe he'll fare better.
You think? Well, he did.
If he's going up against the machines instead of...
Well, why would he do better? I mean, he did pretty good in Top Gun, number one, well, didn't he? He came out on top, literally.
Well, you know, that's because of the movie.
Okay, the second one... is a movie too, Keith. But who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe the machines will win in this one, and they'll give us a plot twist, you think?
the beginning.
Well, I know that you're going to be going for the drones. That's for sure.
He's like, yeah, yeah, I will. I mean, you know, I mean,
we're not going to call it Top Gun. We're going to call it Top Drone.
Well, it could be that fighter pilots are jet fighters taking on like the Transformers, because Jerry Bruckheimer, it's the Transformer guy.
Yeah.
So they're kind of bringing, you know, those two worlds together. So it could be interesting in that regard. But it'll be a big, big movie. I mean, it's going to be a couple years from now at least.
Oh, yeah.
But it's been announced. So now that I've told you the plot, you're not as excited as you were at the beginning of this.
Yeah, no, I had my own assumptions of where the plot would go.
So is Kelly going to be in it as well?
Kelly McGillis or what's her name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I doubt it.
I don't think we'd want her to at this point. Isn't she like old and decrepit now?
So is Tom.
Well, that really wasn't a draw for me in the first place.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. You sure keep talking about it.
Hey, hey, hey. You keep quiet, Mr. No Wallet Butt.
He's well past his prime to fight anything.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, but he's a P-51 pilot.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
More information you really didn't need. But that's just what we do here at Just Plain Radio. And on that note, we'll leave it. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learn to fly.
Just Plain Radio is brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plain Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlainRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plain Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plain Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlainRadio.com.